Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
What happens when a troubled person is raising red flags to family members and friends? In some states, they can go to the police and get a risk warrant so that law enforcement officials can confiscate their guns. Not in Virginia. Delegate Rip Sullivan, a Democrat from Arlington, introduced a bill that would have created risk warrants in Virginia, but it went nowhere.
A bill like this in Florida just might have stopped Parkland. And a bill like this in Virginia just might stop the next one. But 198 never got a hearing.
That would be House Bill 198. The Department of Planning and Budget estimates that setting up a system of risk warrants in Virginia would cost about $500,000. Republican Delegate Rob Bell of Charlottesville says Sullivan's bill never got a hearing because of the price tag.
We didn't take it up because it had a fiscal impact and there wasn't money in the budget. So there's, I think we counted 46 bills that didn't get out of courts that had a fist, including a couple of mine. But, I mean, the Rules Committee will have to decide if they want to do something with that.
Don't hold your breath on that one. Republican leaders say it's simply too late in the session to consider new legislation, and the rules won't allow it. Democrats say Republicans can change the rules anytime they want if they wanted to take action. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.